Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for the first week of May 2024. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by JobCase, the online community where workers of all kinds, like hourly employees, tradespeople, and healthcare technicians, access jobs, make connections, and support each other in every aspect of their work life. JobCase has over 100 million workers on the platform. So if you need to hire, well, you need to talk to JobCase today. Learn more by going to jobcase.com/hire. Again, that is jobcase.com/hire. And now to the news in no particular order. LinkedIn's revenue increased by 10% despite a weaker hiring environment impacting talent solutions bookings growth. Microsoft anticipates mid to high single digit revenue growth for LinkedIn in the next quarter, leveraging AI to enhance member experiences. Overall, Microsoft reported a 17% revenue increase to $61.9 billion.
Another one.
A little bit more from LinkedIn. Look out, Wordle. LinkedIn has officially launched 3 in-app games, Pinpoint, Queens, and Cross Climb, to engage users and potentially monetize through a subscriptions model. You'll be able to play each game once per day, and after your daily session, you'll get access to all kinds of metrics, including your high score and daily streak, different leaderboards, and who in your network has also played.
Another one.
Greenhouse has partnered with Grayscale to offer texting and automation solutions for high-volume hiring, hoping to enhance the candidate experience with communication methods preferred by 89% of job applicants. That's according to a release. This goes beyond an app on the Greenhouse marketplace and follows a model first implemented by iSIMS and TextRecruit.
Another one.
Tesla is shedding executives amid cost-cutting efforts, including its senior director of HR. Departures include several high-ranking figures. Reasons vary from cost efficiency to unclear circumstances. The trend raises questions about Tesla's strategy amidst growth and financial pressures, hinting at potential further departures. It also raises questions about the future of HR. Many will recall that when X, then called Twitter, laid off 80% of its tech team, many other tech-heavy companies followed their lead. Will this be similar? I say definitely, maybe.
Another one.
Oxford, Alabama-based Right Media has introduced Advantage.ai, an AI-powered programmatic job advertising platform. This will be a competitor to AppCast, Pando, Jovio, and others. Advantage promises omni-channel reach, transparency, and simplicity. Developed by industry veterans, Advantage will expand Right Media's offerings across sectors, multiple job categories, and others. Founded in 2006, the company employs 44 people. They're also a sponsor of the podcast.
Another one.
New York-based Daily Pay has extended its earned wage access solution to small businesses nationwide in partnership with payroll providers like ADP. This initiative targets over 61 million employees, aiming to provide financial wellness benefits and reduce late fees. The company says the move reflects Daily Pay's dedication to inclusivity and supporting businesses of all sizes. Founded in 2016, Daily Pay employs 787 people.
Another one.
Private payrolls increased by 192,000 in April in the U.S., surpassing expectations, with wage gains up 5% from last year. Job openings declined to their lowest since early 2021. Strongest job gains were in leisure and hospitality, construction, and trade sectors. Where it actually shrunk? The information sector.
Another one.
Madrid-based Job and Talent has launched Job and Talent Business in the U.S., promising to enhance workforce management with features like shift confirmation visibility, real-time attendance tracking, and worker ratings. This innovation aims to improve reliability and quality, driving operational success for clients in the temp workforce space, per the company. Founded in 2009, they employ 3,209 people. Guys, all employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to JobCase for supporting The Shred. No matter the size of your company, you can quickly find great workers in the JobCase community. Whether you need one employee around the corner or want to hire hundreds across the country, JobCase helps you find the right people and fast. Hit up jobcase.com/hire to learn more. Again, that is jobcase.com/hire. Cheese my note.
Adios, turd nuggets.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.